This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Guys, he wouldn't have put out the whole I signed with the team thanking everybody in the organization if it was just strong due diligence. To go ahead and just steal and ape what Zach Jackson wrote yesterday on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, critical thinking is allowed on this on that one regard to this.
Also, you then put out a tweet about you doing due diligence on a burrito. I also ate a burrito last night.
Yeah.
We were synced up for dinner.
So I did due diligence. I did eat it, but I was only doing due diligence. And so if I didn't like it, my diligence would have been done.
You missed the point. We both had burritos last night.
Oh, look at that. Was yours as good as mine?
Yeah, mine was called like a California burrito.
Oh, yeah, very good.
Which is, it's interesting. They always give like the funny, like, I don't know why, like, what part of that made California? Like, it was like, I think there was like rice in there. Is that the part that,
I wouldn't question California? It. It's delicious. California burritos are delicious.
Who came up with some of these names? Well, it's different than like a California sushi roll, for instance, you know, mm-hmm. where it's like, why did people decide California needs to have a burrito? Why? At what point was it like, this is very California? No part of that burrito is California.
You could call it Rick's burrito, and if it tastes the way California burrito tastes, I'm going to eat Rick's burrito.
Now, that would have made more sense. I would have been like, that Rick was a hell of a fella.
This guy got it. Like the burrito tropical, which I had. By the way, it's tropical, but I mean.
You like to call it tropical?
Yeah, I mean, if I say burrito tropical, I.
That sounds stupid. That sounds about as dumb as
but
California.
But tropical, burrito. I mean, it's like I'm back in, I'm like in Jamaica again, man. It had shrimp, steak inside. So shrimp on top and then chorizo around it as well.
I love chorizo.
Oh, yeah.
Chorizo is one of my favorite things. No, I love chorizo. Chorizo tacos. I'll do chorizo and eggs, which is obviously one of the more popular ways mm-hmm. of doing chorizo.
You ever made your own chorizo?
Never made it.
Oh, that is fun.
Never made it.
Intensive.
Incredibly high in calories chorizo are.
Yeah, not good. It will kill you.
Yeah, it's really not great for you.
It'll bring you down quick.
Very delicious. Really
but
not great
muy
for you.
But delicioso.
That's a little problematic, but we can work on that later.
Why? I took three. I took 2 years of Spanish 1. I can't say muy delicioso?
Spanish 1? What happened to Spanish 2? That's why you can't say muy delicioso.
It happened eventually. But it just had to go through Spanish. I really upset the teacher in Spanish 1.
Because you kept doing that?
No. It was not great. I decided I didn't like her and then decided I was going to punish her every day.
My Spanish teacher in high school, her name was Miss Carble, and she was the hottest teacher that we had by far.
How is that not more problematic than me saying muy delicioso?
That's how I remember Miss Carble. I was easily the hottest one by far.
Like, nobody asked for that scouting report.
You want to take Spanish? Miss Carble?
Did she have a great accent?
Yeah, we do. No, but she would do that thing that I'm telling you not to do right now, where she, like, every answer you'd have to be like, muy bien.
By the way, John Miller did it for ESPN for like 30 years, and everybody loved it. Fernando Tatis.
Yeah, it's remember? Different. It's different times now.
I don't think so. I think people would just like. Well, I always I have Hispanic friends who are like, I appreciate the attempt.
When you start it with I have Hispanic friends, we know the track.
Yeah,
that you're going
I realize I should have just I shouldn't have blown past that stop sign, but I did.
No bueno, Nick. No bueno.
No bueno is Isaiah Bond. He stinks. That's the funniest part. When I got through the anger, and again, it's not just about Isaiah Bond. I got through the anger of just the gall and the temerity of the Cleveland Browns to do what they did yesterday.
All right, hold on. Can we start this on at least a fresh note here? Isaiah Bond never stood a chance with you. Is that fair?
I don't know about that. I can separate the art from the artist and evaluate the player as much as I might
all
think
right,
of the player.
And you let everyone know you're starting from a fair yes. scratch evaluation.
Like I would not have
separate everything else.
Like I didn't. Okay, one, you know, I hated this wide receiver class in the first place. Even if it looks like Tet McMillan's gonna be good, but he's
and you liked Ibuka.
In fairness, actually, I didn't start from a clear place because I don't really love the Texas receivers that Steve Sarkisian puts into the NFL. Because really, most of them are one-trick Johnnies. And it is...
Ooh, Packers fans are not happy with that.
You run as fast as you can. Routes? What are those? Catch radius?
To be fair to yourself, I've heard you in open spaces before rip the idea of taking Texas receivers.
Yes.
You're not a fan of Texas
with
receivers.
With like a top 100 pick, now, it just doesn't make sense.
The interesting thing about Bond is that he was not just a Texas receiver, but he was used as a decoy in that offense.
Yes. And I by the way, people have been like, well, he just needs more touches. It's like, okay, I understand that. But the point is, he doesn't have them.
Right.
So if you're a one-trick pony, and you don't have a lot of production, and you have, let's say, less than desirable size, and you're not a great route runner, like he's a speed guy. So you either have to get
the NFL draft community doesn't look at him that way. You're right in that if you watched college football at all in the time he was there, he looks like that. He's very, very fast. He basically, again, I mentioned the decoy side of things. He was used in a very specific way. The NFL draft community, and going back and reading all the different mocks and different places people talked about him, they believe he can do it all. He just wasn't asked to do it all.
We just haven't seen him do it.
Yeah, which again, makes me sound crazy if I'm trying to go ahead and make that the case. It's like, well, why weren't you doing that at the college level then?
Yeah.
What part of this was missing?
And listen,
you had one 100-yard game your entire college career?
And the decoy
Jeremiah
thing.
Smith could like barely get out of bed drunk and have a 100-yard game.
And listen, there's something to the decoy thing. There is, because they did use him heavily in a few different ways. However, it doesn't completely explain away the production. So, again, got some speed. You get him the ball in space, close to the line of scrimmage, we'll see. Maybe you just have him do go balls, right? Well, Joe Flacco's got a hell of an arm. But it's just, I would say, unintentionally funny part of this of, if you were in the midst of taking all these problem children on, I know people are going to go back to, people thought he was going to be a top 100 pick. Yeah, it means he was going to be overdrafted because as of right now, he's a guy that can run a 4.39.
The difference here is that he's not a can't miss. You know,
yes.
Like in many eyes, if you're going to take somebody like this on, and especially somebody as unproven as Isaiah Bond is, you'd at least hope he's like, well, this is can't miss. This guy is going to be able to get the job done. No, this more reminds me of a lot of third-round wide receivers that the Browns have already taken for three straight years that we watch them not develop and be able to get anything out of.
And a lot now, in fairness, people say Anthony Schwartz. Nope. Anthony Schwartz had historically bad hands. He doesn't have those. So he is at least a half step better than Anthony Schwartz.
Yeah, he does have the profile in many ways, though. The idea that he's very, very fast. Anthony Schwartz was very fast. Definitely was a better at a sport that wasn't football in high school. That is both Anthony Schwartz and Isaiah Bond.
Andrew Berry's got a type. Quick hits in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.